this week's Industry Star of the Week, presented by Stuart Morris. Yeah! It's track announcer, voice of the Breeders' Cup and the Triple Crown, Larry Colmus. Hey, Larry, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning, buddy.
This is already the best interview I've ever done on HRRN.
Why is that?
Well, the Baron's not on it. You know, it's like, you know, it's the greatest thing. I get to talk to you two guys. You know, I don't have to talk to him. It's like perfect.
I mean, it's terrific.
Outstanding.
Good morning, everybody.
He hasn't been, they're somewhere now. I don't know. They're flying the friendly skies or they're eating more pizza. Anyway, how's your Saratoga going?
It's great. As you know, we've had a terrific time up here at the spa. Big A and I have been housing together throughout the meet, and it's been a lot of fun. Not just the racing that goes on here, which is second to none, and it's just the entire atmosphere of this place. You just want to be there every day, not just at the track where you see all these people every day with smiles on their faces, but around town, because this is the best city, you know, to spend a couple of months in the summer. Saratoga is happening every single day. There's just so much going on, and just taking it all in and having a blast.
You're one of the few people like the Ortiz brothers that go to work with a smile on their face every day. I mean, you love Saratoga so much, and I know you look forward to it all year long. But you are genuinely excited to go to work and call the races there, and it's great to see somebody enjoy what they do so much.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's a special place. You come in there, and I was just noticing a little while ago, just, you know, going on Twitter, videos of 7 a.m. when the gates open and on Alabama Day today, and people just charging in, getting their picnic tables, getting everything set up on a day where, you know, the forecast is a little bit shaky. Nobody cares. They want to be at Saratoga. That's what's so cool about it. I always start the day after I give the first set of changes by, as I always say, doing my walk, where I'll just kind of amble around the track a little bit and say hi to people and, you know, take some pictures and just chat. And just, you don't get that anywhere else. I mean, nowhere else I've been, at least. And to me, that's what it's all about. I mean, Saratoga would be nothing without the fans that we have here, and it's what makes me want to go to work every day and have a good time, and I love every bit of it.
Yeah, you gotta see it, Jude. Larry walks around shaking babies and kissing hands. I mean, shaking hands and kissing babies. It's quite a scene. Giving out $20 bills, literally giving out $20 bills to the fans. Larry actually made. You tell us, Larry. Larry has $20 bills right now.
Well, Andy Serling has always accused me of handing out $20 bills while I was doing my walk. So our sound man at Saratoga, Pat, took a photo of me in the announcer's booth and put it on a fake $20 bill with the new 1863 club on the back. So he ordered a bunch of them. So I was literally handing them out the other day and came on to the Talking Horses set and gave Andy and the Big A each a 20, much to Andy's dismay. You could tell he was very upset about it. But, it's part of the fun of this whole place. You just can't stop having a good time here.
That's great. And I'm sure the fans really appreciate that. I know there's a lot of people that look forward to having a beer with you after the races. And I see the tweets sometimes, you know, come down, we've got a beer waiting for you or whatever. And you actually go and join those people and shoot the breeze with them. And I think that's so unique. I mean, I've been going to the races for a long, long time. I've never known any announcer to do that except for you. And I think that's fantastic.
The other day, I actually had a guy tweeted me and said, can you come down to my table at the very top of the stretch where the picnic tables at the extreme top of the stretch. I have a baseball I want you to sign. And so I went and tracked him down, and it's the first time I've ever signed a baseball before. And he put it on his showcase at home right next to Dan Plesac, which I thought was pretty funny, since he actually knew how to sign a baseball. I wasn't too sure how to do it. It was a little awkward, but it was a it's just a, another Saratoga moment, you know?
That's great.
Fellow lefty Dan Plesac.
Yeah, two lefties, me and him.
Yeah. If you think Andy was mad about the 20s, you should have seen how mad I was when Willie Tatella wouldn't take it for me to make a cold pick three later on that day. Not happy at all. So, before we let you go, you get to call some of the best horses and some of the best races in the country throughout the year, right? You get to call the Triple Crown, the Breeders' Cup, but getting to know you as well as I have, you have more fun with some of your other calls, and two, namely two. I know you were a little upset earlier this week when, hey, it's Enrico Palazzo, got the money at Finger Lakes, and your man Tony Kahlo got to give the call instead of you. And you turned to me and said, I'm Elmer J. Fudd, could make up for it Friday. And sure enough, owned by my good friends Mike and Libby Imperial. Libby, of course, the president of the BCCA. We have their big charity event coming up Thursday night at Saratoga National over at Prime. There's still tickets available, bcca.org. But you got the call on Elmer J. Fudd and had a ton of fun with it yesterday when he won the finale here at Saratoga.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Unfortunately, it was the last race, and it started to rain, so I think a lot of people that were at the track that day missed it. They had already headed for the exits, but we had a good time with I'm Elmer J. Fudd trying to, you know, get all the W's you could in there, chasing the Wascally Weeder and, you know, all that good stuff, and ended it with That's All Folks, which I thought worked out pretty well. So I was glad Elmer ran well, because he didn't 5 days earlier. You know, he disappointed me, but he came back. I mean, it was great, but I'm still furious about Enrico Palazzo, you know, running up at Finger Lakes. You know, he's my favorite horse name around, because I'm an absolute Naked Gun airplane fanatic.
And who trained Elmer J. Fudd?
Woody Rodriguez.
that was the best part of the whole thing. When you popped off with that, I go, wow, that's really cool.
He was a good price too, wasn't he, Larry?
Yeah, he was 11-1.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The one and only Larry Comas. Larry, thanks for some time this morning. Congratulations on being the Industry Star of the Week presented by Stuart Morris.
What do I get? Any prizes or anything?
You, like all of our other guests this morning, will receive some apparel from Embrace the Race. Embrace your passion over at EmbraceTheRace.com. In fact, you got a wake-up call from Mike from Embrace the Race during sales week. So you already got your prize from Embrace the Race, really.
Perfect.
Terrific. Thanks, Larry. We'll talk to you later.
You got it, guys. See ya.